This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
So disagree with me, Ron James, if you want, but don't you think maybe with this TV show, and I know it's only on for 2 years, I don't know if this is going to be a third year, that you have, what, 10 or 13 episodes a year? You want to put your best foot forward, don't you?
Well, you do, but you also, please understand that an organization like this had not done anything like that before. So it was new ground. It was groundbreaking. It was a fantastic opportunity. I'm not going to say yay or nay that I agree or disagree that mistakes were made, because really that we could debate that forever. But the fact of the matter is that any organization finding its way and trying new things is going to do things that can become controversial. It's not a reason to trash the organization, and it's not a reason to trash the people behind it. Anybody that thinks that MUFON is this big, giant organization with a ton of staff and infrastructure and they're capable of doing all this stuff has the wrong picture. It's a small core group of very dedicated people who are overworked. The very few that actually get paid very little. There is no team to oversee and approve scripts. There is no big thing to say, oh, we have to make sure that every little thing that gets out there is going to be absolutely perfect. It's just not that big a group. And so you have a lot of people doing the best they can. In the case of John Ventre going on the show and putting his face in it, he was in the right place to be able to make that possible. And, you know, he certainly maximized his appearances on the show to boost his own presence in the field. You're dealing with, an ability to not have total control. And you're also dealing with a situation where it's just people and everybody has their own agenda and everybody has their own thing that they want to move forward. Is it perfect? No. Is it something that's worthy of attack? No. I would have much preferred to take the last 15 minutes and focus on the people that are really causing harm to every human being on the planet by not telling us the truth. Because every time we have an infight, like what's going on with MUFON right now, we are letting the people that are pulling the puppet strings turn us into a bunch of street brawlers when really we should all be getting together no matter what our differences and focusing on going after those guys who have been lying to us for as long as they've been lying to us. They're the real enemy. MUFON is not an enemy. MUFON is not an organization that needs to be attacked. They're doing some of the best work out there and they've been doing it for a very long time. Let's get together and quit attacking each other and turn our faces towards the people and the organizations that really deserve the attack.
Okay, let me ask you a question here. MUFON started out in 1969 as the Midwest UFO Network, kind of a splinter group from APRO, and I won't get into the mechanics or background of that. 1969, it's now 2017 as we do this show. What, as a practical matter, has MUFON accomplished that we already didn't know about UFOs in 1969?
Every day, sightings happen all over the world. Nobody has a more extensive network of field investigators and an organized scientific platform to study and investigate these occurrences. They deploy people on a daily basis to go do the interviews, gather the evidence, take the pictures, publish the reports. There's nobody else doing anything like that. Every single day, MUFON is making a bigger contribution to this field than anyone. To even ask that question, Gene, seems to me to be just a little bit naive. Nobody else is doing this.
Okay, there's but wait. Well, individual researchers are doing investigations, not big organizations. There aren't that many. But what you're not answering is they're collecting lots of sightings over the years. What do we know today significantly that we didn't know in 1969? What do we know? After all this work they've done, decades and decades of research, what do we know today of a significant nature we didn't know then?
Well, I think the mounting evidence creates more knowledge. Okay, the fact of the matter is that just like Project Blue Book, for dozens and hundreds of sightings. It's not those. It's the ones you can't explain that matter the most. We have documented for posterity the existence of this phenomenon and the existence of many unexplainable things. And so we know now what we didn't know then, in that we know that we have a greater body of evidence suggesting and even proving that this is a real phenomenon than we did back then. And so maybe in 1969 there were 10 cases and now there's 10,000.
Well, you know, it was a lot more than 10 cases in 1969.
Well, I'm just making those numbers up. I'm just making a point.
No, okay, so the point is here, they haven't taught us anything new about the phenomenon, only we've got more evidence. We've got more of the same things. We have more sightings. So if we had 10 sightings then or 10,000, now we have 100,000. So we've got more of the same things.
They've been documented. They've been documented in a scientifically validatable manner. Some of them have been proven. Some of them have been debunked. Some of them have just been left open. But the fact of the matter is nobody else is doing that. You can say, well, there's these individual people out there. Great. They're doing a study. They go and investigate a case. Fine. We're investigating literally every case that comes in. Absent a MUFON, then all of this stuff is going to be happening all over the world, and there's going to be nobody left to correlate it all and to store this information and to have it available to anybody.
Okay, but they still have no results. They basically have no results. And the reason I say that is, okay, we'd have 10 UFO sightings, we have 1,000, we can have a million, sir. We can have a million, okay? All we know is something weird's going on, and sometimes it shows craft that's metallic and capable of incredible maneuvers. Something really weird's going on.
Well,
we know
you're
that.
Suggesting that MUFON's approach is ineffective because they haven't produced a smoking gun, flying saucer, and a
hangar
somewhere.
I'm saying that we should always look at our approach, and we should always question our approach. And one of the arguments that I've made, and I'm not condemning the organization. I have a press membership, and I try to get along with them, and I have a friendly relationship with Dan Harzan. I don't know him well. He's been on the show, and I like the guy, but I have concerns here because I'm wondering here if there are things we can do to make it better. Not assume the method works, but say, okay, they're doing all this stuff. One of the big arguments I've made and a lot of us have made here in the Paracast is they should focus more on the eyewitness, not just the object as a separate thing, and the questionnaires and the approach of the investigators doesn't allow for that.
You should see. We question eyewitnesses all the time.
Yes, you do, but the questions do not focus on family history, previous experiences. What about, for example, a documented connection, which our friend Red Pill Junkie has mentioned, with near-death experiences and UFO abductions?
I've actually been doing a lot of work.
Okay, you see my point.
Together.
So you see my point. My point is here is that MUFON is focusing more on the event.
That's how they started. But they are expanding. That is why I really wish that instead of sitting here trying to point out everything that's wrong with MUFON, let's talk about where they're going and some of the exciting new things that are happening.
Sorry, I think here if we have a broken tool, we should find a way to fix the tool to get some more progress, because I don't see the progress. I'm looking at what MUFON was saying in 1969, because I got the newsletter then. I've been around here long enough. And I'm looking at what they do now, and the newsletter is fancier. It's got an online version. It's digital. But I'm reading the same stuff. You change the dates. You change the names. It's the same stuff. It hasn't changed at all. And I haven't seen any results that show a significant change.
The bureaucracy takes a long time to shift.
Over 60 years?
MUFON has a strength that no other organization has. And as it changes and evolves, and it is and it will, that strength is really its ultimate source of the ability to expand. You don't trash an organization, you repair it.
Okay, but that's the point we're making, that we have now 48 years of MUFON. 48 years. And this has got to be a pretty big bureaucracy if after 48 years we still have questionnaires that focus primarily on the event as opposed to the eyewitness. Do they have background seeing paranormal events? What about the family history?
We've got a whole new body of research that's looking into the human aspect of this. There's the abduction phenomenon. There's the whole life-after-death connection to all of the paranormal stuff. And the people from Free were all in the same team in looking at the ways that this stuff fuses. The Dr. Edgar Mitchell Foundation, I've worked closely with their team. There's a lot of research going on behind the scenes and a lot of alliances that are going to help us pin this stuff together. Are we making a lot of noise about it? No, because we're putting it together and getting some conclusions. happens. But all of this stuff is happening. Since Jan Harzan took over MUFON, he's managed to make a huge amount of positive changes, including shoring up the organization, increasing revenue, increasing its reach, increasing a lot of things. I don't think anybody could do a better job, for better or for worse. MUFON is on the move.
More to come with Ron James. I'm Gene Steinberg. You're in
the Paracast.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Tyler, time to go for our family walk.
Just let me nap a little longer.
You promised we'd get more active.
I know. How come you're so ready to go?
It's Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where'd you get them?
I ordered them from Superberries.com/radio, and right now we can get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus, we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait to try them. I'll get the dog.
I'll get the kids.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. ParanormalDate.com. And use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
Okay, so we're looking into the future that MUFON is trying to expand its horizons. That raises a few questions from a couple of our friends here. So Paul Kimball, you know Paul Kimball?
No.
Okay, he's a documentary filmmaker from Canada who's been on the show many times, former guest co-host. So he has a couple of questions, and some of these are biting, but let's go into it because they relate to what we've been talking about here.
Okay. Let me just preface it one more time that I am not an official spokesperson for MUFON. I can voice my opinion. I'm closely associated, but I'm not qualified to speak for them.
Number one, how can MUFON claim to look at the matter scientifically when it appears to accept the ETH as the ET fact? What's your response?
Well, I think that if you look at the body of evidence, you know, we did this with the citizen hearing on disclosure, which is just Steve Bassett and I put together. He organized it all and got the funding for it, and I produced all the media. There's always been a saying in the field that if you are able to take all the evidence to the ET phenomenon and parade it in front of a court of law, that the jury in this case, using the current standards of proof, would have no choice but to find in favor of the existence of the phenomenon. So we believe we did that with the citizen hearing on disclosure. We took a lot of ex-politicians, ex-congresspeople, and we put them on the stand, and they came in skeptical. They came in unsure. But when they left, when we had finished presenting the evidence, they were all unanimous in agreeing that there was something to this phenomenon. So when we say that we're approaching it from a scientific standpoint, but we take the stance that something is absolutely happening, I think there's enough evidence out there that justifies that position. Now, can we say specifically exactly what's going on? Like, can we say for sure that a certain incident was really ET related? Probably not. But at the end of the day, there's enough evidence out there that if anybody really took the time to weigh all of it and did it with the same standard of proof that governs our judicial system.
Again, if you're doing scientific research into UFOs, you can say it does appear to be a real phenomenon. We'll go with that. But then they talk about scientific exploration, but they're advocating ETH. And as a matter of fact, Jan Harzan said on this very program, he was rooting for it. Now, if you're going to do scientific research, you don't reach that a conclusion yet. You first look at the evidence and let's look at all the possibilities. And it looks like from the earliest days with MUFON, it was ETH. You go back as many years as possible, and the general consensus was it's ETH. And it may very well be, but we haven't proven that yet. We can only say something's going on, we don't understand it, and we need to. But if you prejudge the conclusion, doesn't that color your work?
I think that the people in the organization are entitled to have whatever personal opinion they want to have. It doesn't change the fact that MUFON is, in a non-biased manner as much as possible, digesting this information, taking it in, documenting it, and putting it out there. All of these field investigators that are out there, you have to understand, they're doing it because they have an interest and a belief in the phenomenon. Does that mean that their data is wrong? Well, it's the only data out there in a lot of cases. So what could be said about that? The scientific exploration of something and the personal belief in something are two completely different things. And above all, MUFON is an organization of people that believe in this stuff and have seen enough and are curious enough. So I'm not going to say that to have that position and to get behind those things is a bad thing. Again, people are invited to come in, explore, do their own research, and make up their own minds. We're back in a situation where it's like, you know, let's trash each other while the real elephant in the room just continues to sit there and fart.
Okay, but here's the thing to bear in mind here. Because you disagree with something doesn't mean you're trashing them. You're simply saying, this hits me the wrong way. I don't like a policy. That's not trashing. You know, criticism is you got to criticize yourself. Let me go on here. Okay, because there are a couple of other things I want to mention about Paul's question. And that is, some controversy has arisen about this group called Inner Circle, where people who give $5,000 or more every year, wish someone would do that with me, $5,000 or more every year become part of the MUFON Inner Circle. How much influence does this body have with the organization?
Okay, I know personally some of the people that are in this inner circle. I work with them a lot. Jan's stance about that is that this is any organization, like if you pay extra money to Paracast, you can live chat with Gene. How much influence does that put on you to shape your show?
Unfortunately, there is no such feature, but go ahead.
Well, look at Coast to Coast. You know, the Inner Circle thing they have there, the Coast Insiders. You get perks. And what I'm saying is, anytime you have an organization that is surviving on donations, you have different donation levels and you have different things that you give out for different donations. And most of that is largely what you would call ceremonial, like getting an honorary degree from a university. If the idea that there's these backroom cigar-filled smoke conversations happening where policies are being decided out of the public view, it's just a little bit far-fetched. MUFON's not that big. You know, if somebody wants to make a phone call and say, hey, this is my opinion about something, anybody in MUFON can make that phone call. Then, in fact, one of the things Jan's doing constantly all day is talking to members. So MUFON's run by a board of directors. That's where the decisions are made. If somebody has influence, yes, but any one person who made a donation is not going to be able to sway the organization in any specific direction.
There are 13 members of the Inner Circle. Four of them are present or former international directors of MUFON. Now, I'm not looking at the cart or the horse here because I don't know. But if you have a group of high donors, if you look at these donors, the people who are giving the most money to MUFON, and you see almost all the recent directors of the organization in that list, that implies something, even though it may not be true. I don't know about the cart or the horse. Well, it may just be when they're looking for a director, they look for somebody who might have the time and be willing to give up a part of their life to do this, in which case they probably ought to have enough money to survive and not depend on MUFON for it. So is it the cart or the horse? Why are 4 out of 13 present or former directors?
Because they're passionate people. You know, Jan Harzan came into MUFON making a lot more money than he makes now, okay? He does this because he is genuinely interested in the subject. And to imply that this Inner Circle has some kind of influence, at the same time previously we're talking about how MUFON seems to have not really reinvented itself or made any progress in the last X number of years. If there's this mysterious Inner Circle influencing something, wouldn't you see radical change happening that there's no other explanation for? Nobody is doing anything that really deserves this kind of scrutiny. MUFON is doing the best it can to advance its agenda. It is not funded to any ridiculous amount. And the truth of the matter is, I've seen Jan get run through so many ringers that if it was me, I would have looked at what I'm getting paid and I would have walked a long time ago. He's dedicated to the cause and he has the full support of the people behind him because they understand that. This is not a guy that needs the money that he gets paid. He gave up a very lucrative, promising career to go and do this for only one reason, because he's passionate about the subject.
Let's do our break here. Ron James and Gene Steinberg are in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go to your phone. Because if you give us a call right now, you'll be able to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling minicpap.com, 1-800-441-9833. Transcend is FAA compliant, too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call minicpap.com now. 1-800-441-9833. That's 1-800-441-9833.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is Micah Hanks of the Grayley Report, and you're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
I think the other argument you can make here about the inner circle is, does it hold MUFON back because of the fact that you have these people who have influence within the organization? That's another thing. All right, but let's leave it there because we can't prove anything one way or the other.
Let me just address that. That's an interesting thing. As progress is being made, there's always going to be the so-called old guard that wants to keep things the same. But I think that there's a real openness within the organization now. I can't speak for the inner circle because, again, I don't really think that those guys are the ones shaping policy. I know that we're going to be live streaming the MUFON symposium. I know that I am going to be talking to the board about my vision for MUFON TV. I'm not being asked to address the inner circle. I'm being asked to talk to the board. And so if the inner circle was making the decisions, I'd be talking to them. So let's leave it at that.
How many members of the board are also members of the inner circle? Do you know?
No, I can't answer that.
How about the John Ventry issue? Now, he's allowed to hold any opinion he wants, but when somebody is posting on Facebook stuff that's racist, overtly racist, and I read some of it.
Yeah.
And let me just give you my background as an older guy here. Some of my best friends went to Selma, Alabama with African Americans to demonstrate for civil rights. As a nice Jewish boy from New York, when I traveled in the South, there were people who believed I slept in coffins at night. So you see, there's some anti-Semitism involved, certainly racist. So when someone posts something, he's representing an organization that's involved in scientific research of UFOs. He appears on a TV show as one of the stars, and now he's doing stuff which may be a distraction, but reflects poorly on the organization. Do you think that Jan Harzan, instead of talking about haters, could have said, you know what, stop it. You know, we're trying to make a good impression out there. Just don't do this. Keep it to yourself.
Well, look, you know, political correctness in many topics, including how we address, you know, many societal issues, has progressed very rapidly in just a very short period of time. So opinions, you know, I read what John said, and I think it's horrible, and that's my opinion. You know, I do a TV show with an African-American, and the two of us are constantly addressing this, the Ron James Dame Dash show called No Lines. So I have a particular sensitivity towards keeping race relations on the positive end, and there's a lot of people out there that don't agree with that, but I personally believe that it's very important. What happened with John took a while to sort out because, again, it was new water for the organization. Here's somebody who goes out and makes a statement that is completely unacceptable. Nobody's arguing that. But he's also been a member of the organization for a very long time. He's in a very high position. You can't just knee-jerk response knock somebody out of that. It took a little bit of time to figure out the appropriate action and to take it. And, you know, John was relieved of his director position, and there's a lot of other things politically going on behind the scenes, but that statement cost him dearly. And the criticism that MUFON got for not reacting faster, I think, is really undeserved. The decision was made within days, and, you know, based on the fact that that was a decision that had to be made by not just Jan. Conversations had to be held, and consensus needed to be reached before something that drastic could happen. You know, when Fox News, the story about Bill O'Reilly came out about his womanizing, it took Fox News 30 days to finally decide to fire him.
Bill O'Reilly was doing this, and they paid millions of dollars years ago. He was doing the same thing. The only reason he was fired this time is because they caught him. People were ready to sue. That's why it happened. If this stuff was kept under the rug as it was 12, 15 years ago, nothing would have come of it. If it wasn't for the lawsuits and all the stuff that took down Roger Ailes, you wouldn't have heard about the problems with Bill O'Reilly.
I know, but everybody's entitled to their opinion. As long as they keep their opinion out of the public spotlight and they are not reflecting directly on the organization, they can keep their opinion. You can't start censoring people's minds.
We're not saying that. The key is here is that you're dealing with a sensitive subject. UFOs, a lot of people think it's pretty wacky as it is. And so maybe you're kind of forced to say, well, you know, hold your tongue. Don't make a big deal of this. Keep it to yourself. And maybe the lesson to Jan Harzan here, to be sensible about it rather than be extreme, is, you know what, you saw this happen. Be very circumspect in the future. Be circumspect about people who speak, even if it's a state director. If it's an on-site investigator, they represent the organization, and you've got to keep the reins on because you're dealing with a sensitive thing. Let them hold their opinion, but when you speak for the organization or seem to, suddenly they have to answer for things that they didn't even plan on answering for.
Well, I know, but you also have to understand that lessons are learned based on circumstances that occur. This is new territory for MUFON to have this kind of thing happen. I think they handled it very well. And for all those people that want to question the influence and power of the inner circle, you know, we're talking about a guy who is on it. And this issue transcended anything he could do to stay on it. So it pretty much shows that whatever you want to attribute to this inner circle thing doesn't really apply, because when something egregious was done, status of donation levels and inner circle membership did not apply. He was removed in a pretty expedient manner. And if you try to cascade responsibility down through your entire membership, that's like the NRA saying that somebody, just because somebody's a member of the NRA, we'd now have to police their ability to have free speech. I think state directors, people in positions of power, board members, yeah, they'd need to watch what they say. But you can't go and police the behavior and the speech of every single member of the organization. I think that in the future there could be guidelines adapted. But, you know, that's like saying that the AARP, if you're going to be a member of AARP, you can't say anything that goes against them, or you can't say anything politically incorrect. you can only police the opinions of people and the verbiage they say to a certain level within your organization. You can't cap free speech on an entire membership. So I think the John Ventry situation was handled properly. I think it continues to be handled properly. And for all the people that had this outcry, you know, I don't even really understand what it was. The guy said something he shouldn't have said, and, you know, there was repercussions. So case closed.
Okay, well, the key here, once again, is it's not the individual members. It's people who are in a position to speak for the organization, a field investigator, a state director, as he was, someone who was one of the stars of the TV show. This is a spokesman for the organization, a spokesperson. And therefore, when they do something that's excessive or improper, that's when it requires the clamping down, not when an individual member states. But if an individual member starts mouthing off saying, I'm a member of MUFON, and they start giving hate speech, well, you can say,
John,
you know,
didn't
what?
Post that stuff as a member of MUFON. He posted it as an individual.
Yes, true, but he's already a spokesperson for the organization. And no matter what happens, there's going to be the connection. And that's why it doesn't look good. If he wants to say that to his own friends or family, quietly, privately, fine. You're in a public position. He's a public spokesperson. He's a TV star. You've got to be a little more careful.
Nobody disagrees with any of this. You know, things happen. You handle them the best you can. You learn your lessons, and you move along, and you hopefully apply that. There's been a lot of issues like this that have popped up with people not being happy and people not getting along inside of MUFON and allegations being made. I think they've been overblown. They've been studied. Policies and procedures are and will be put in place that will make these, you know, make situations like this. There'll be a process to handle them. You don't know how you're going to react to a situation until you're in it. And there is not enough time in the day and resources in MUFON to come up with policies and procedures to react to every little thing that could possibly happen. We're just like, you know, everybody is just growing and learning and experiencing and getting better from learning from the things that happen to them. And so, yeah, there's really no reason to just continue the kind of negative influx of energy.
Okay, Ron, remind your listeners that we have a second radio show after the Paracast. You can only hear it if you are a member of Paracast Plus. And we have Paracast Plus thanks to Ron here. As you see, we disagree on a bunch of things, but he's cool. And therefore, he comes on the show. And we'll take it that way. For more information, go to plus.theparacast.com. So Chris O'Brien's on special assignment. Gene Steinberg, Ron James, you're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Neighbors, I want to tell you about my favorite Graphics app. It's the award-winning Graphic Converter. You know, Graphic Converter is the universal genius for photo editing on your Mac. Join over 1.5 million loyal users for this Swiss Army knife photo editing app. It gives you all you expect from a top-flight image editing app with tons of features, and most important, it's easy to use. It's also far less expensive than that other app that you can only get by subscription. You know the one I'm talking about. What's more, you can get 20% off with your order right now. So write this down to learn about Graphic Converter. Go to www.lemkesoft.de/gene. Let me spell that. www.lemkesoft.de/gene.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is Kurt Sutton, the author of UFO Mysteries, and you're listening to the Paracast.
So let's continue, folks. Let's look at the fact that you're going to be streaming the MUFON Symposium. And again, there are criticisms there.
And of course.
The criticism is not so much that they have a symposium, but you've got speakers there who appear to be poorly vetted with no reputation for factual accuracy. You have an organization that's putting forth the faith of the member in a means by which they present UFO evidence. And now you've got a bunch of people walking in there about a secret space program. That's what it's all about. Now, I'm not saying don't present information about secret space programs, but if you have an annual symposium and you're bringing people in here and you want to educate them about a phenomenon they should understand, why do you bring a secret space program into it except maybe as a side subject or a secondary subject? And why do you bring speakers who do not have the remotest reputation for any accurate information?
Well, again, this is my own opinion. I'm not officially speaking for MUFON, but the case that Jan makes about that is we'll present you this stuff and you can make up your own mind. If you have 10 guys running for president and it doesn't matter what they're saying, if they have made it to the point where they're standing in that room and they've gotten enough recognition that they are qualified to stand in that room, then if you're having an event that is going to discuss the conversation among these groups, then you invite everybody in the room. Again, we're not endorsing anybody's stories or opinions. Some of these people have gotten to the point where enough people have listened to them, whether you think it's ludicrous or you think there's truth to it, that they're welcome to come and state their case. The MUFON Symposium this year is really cool because we're exploring the secret space program from a lot of different angles. The first question that you have to ask is, well, is there a secret space program? Absolutely. I mean, even if it's just a little space plane that goes up and flies around for a year and nobody's telling us what it is, that's a secret space program. So are there bases on Mars? Who knows? We are giving people a magnificent opportunity to explore everything from the most conservative looks on the secret space program all the way to what may be considered the most esoteric and extreme. And we are live streaming it around the world for people to watch and make up their own minds. We're not endorsing anybody's story. We're just saying, okay, these are the people that are in this arena right now, like it or not. It's not our opinion. We're not censors. We're taking this group and we're giving them all a platform and a chance to state their case. And also, what's really cool, a chance for people to ask their questions.
When someone speaks before an organization, it imparts a greater level of credibility. And the question is, how far do you go with this presentation? Do you next invite Michael Horn, the American representative for Billy Meyer, and let him present something? What about the people who are running a site that claims that George Adamski's UFO contacts were real when they were exposed 50 years ago? So,
okay, well, let's look at this. You've cited two situations that have been largely debunked completely. The jury's still out on some of these guys. Rather, my opinion, okay, whatever. I'm not even going to voice my opinion. But there has been no absolute – unfortunately, a lot of these claims are unprovable, so there can't be debunking or verification. But, you know, these are not people that have largely fallen from grace with provable just truths. There's a lot of people that think, well, there can't be anything to this story. But there's also people that think, well, you know, like I said, due to the nature of reality, anything's possible, I suppose. So – there's nobody up there that has been radically debunked to a point where they would be collectively ridiculed. So, again, keep an open mind and have fun. You know, the symposium is about, at the end of the day, it's about entertainment, and it's about taking in everything that the topic has to offer, put together a great list of guests. And the idea that some of them are just saying things that are pretty extreme, I think that just adds to it. You know, at the end of the day, you don't want to be doing something that's just mundane. We've invited these people to come and step into the controversy, and are they going to be held accountable for the things that they're saying? Are they going to be asked the tough questions? Maybe here more than anywhere. And so we're serving the point, and we're having fun with it, and there's nothing wrong with that.
Okay, so your contention here is it doesn't matter whether it's true or not. Let's just look at it and see what we learn. But let me ask you a question here.
That's not it. A lot of this stuff is unprovable. So it doesn't matter. I'm not saying it doesn't matter if it's true or not. I'm saying that if somebody's out there saying it and they've got enough people listening to them, then fine. Come and say it to us and let us make up our own minds. We're not in the position of saying this person's probably not telling something that's not true. We can't prove it either way. But because we think that, we're going to exclude them, even though they're making more, they're getting more recognition and spreading more material than anyone else in the field. So, you know, we are not the judges of truth. We are the presenters of opinions, sides, and stories. The people out there watching this and taking it in are the judges of their own truth. And we just invite you guys to be that. Come enjoy it, listen to what everybody has to say, and make up your own mind, and be happy that we were able to present such an unbiased presentation without our own opinions about people coming in and shaping it.
Okay. So it's designed basically as entertainment to fill seats.
Well, that's not what I said. I said it's designed to be – we're taking all sides of this topic. We're bringing it into one place, and we're presenting it in a way that enables everybody else to make up their own minds. And if that happens to be fun and enjoyable, well, you know, shame on us. I think it's good.
All right. We can take that either way like that. But point is here is it fills seats. It is going to be entertaining, I guess. And the only question I would have here is how the public media will react to it. And I'll give you an example of that. As you know, every year, Chris and I go to the International UFO Congress in Fountain Hills, Arizona. That's at one of the Native American casinos near Phoenix. And one year there was a story suggesting it was just a place for UFO abductees to commiserate. Now, that year, you had the normal cross-section of UFO opinions, sightings. I think Richard Dolan was talking about UFOs in the national security state, that kind of thing. And there were a few people talking about abductions, such as Kathleen Martin. And the impression of one of the few stories that actually even involved this event was just a place for abductees to commiserate, which certainly there were abductees there, but that's not what it was about. It was only a cross-section. So what you see, unfortunately, with the way the press covers the subject is that those with the most extreme beliefs about secret space programs, the ones who are the most sensational in their presentation, guess who's going to be mentioned prominently in that coverage? Does that convey the right impression for MUFON? MUFON wants to scientifically investigate UFOs. So do you have a symposium where you're dealing with something that may not even be related, it could be, may not even be related, and is susceptible to that kind of treatment?
Well, maybe, but, you know, at the end of the day, information is dispersed to the public, and what the public gloms onto and the media gloms onto is the responsibility of them. I sat down with Linda Moulton Howe, and we talked about some of this stuff, and is it possible that there's technology that could actually make some of these claims happen? Some people think so. Is it fringe science? Absolutely. But again, it's not our thing. If we're broadcasting the MUFON symposium and there's one person that people gravitate to, well, we didn't do that. That's the public demanding it. And for us to exclude somebody who's prominent in this subject, rather for any reason, if they're willing to come and put their story on the table for everybody to digest, that we're not censors. So if we say, let's address the secret space program this year, well, who are the top people out there making noise about the secret space program? Okay, those are the ones that are going to come. And the noise they're making, as long as they haven't been proven to be completely, irrelevant, they're going to be on the invite list. And the fact that they have the nerve to stand in front of this organization and say what they have to say, you know, kudos to them. So, again, the media is going to choose whatever it wants to choose. If the media wants to say, oh, so-and-so person was at the MUFON symposium, well, then that's the public choosing what they want to consume. We're giving them a whole buffet, and if they choose to consume something, that's not our fault.
Well, all right, but they have to know in advance how people are going to react. Certainly, if they have a responsible public information arm, they know that these things can bring certain types of reactions. But I want to ask you in our next segment about secret space program and what you think about it. All right? We have documentary producer Ron James. He's working with MUFON in connection with a video channel. But again, he will point out he's not an official spokesperson for the organization. More to come. With Gene and Ron, you're in
the Paracast.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We also have swag. You know, we have all these exclusive Paracast things that you can buy. We've got, like, I guess 60 or so different items, and entails T-shirts, sleeves for notebook computers, iPad cases, mouse pads, the Paracast jumbo tote bag, all sorts of T-shirts and jackets and stuff like that for men and women. We have a Paracast aluminum water bottle. All this stuff, you go to store.theparacast.com, store.theparacast.com. What makes it special is that the items are the best quality, you know, great T-shirts, fabrics, and they have our official logo on them. That's what makes them special, in multiple sizes and colors. We even have stuff for children, stuff for women, stuff for men. We have all sorts of sizes, like small up to X large. A lot of good stuff. That's the swag from the Paracast. If you go to store.theparacast.com, stop by and take a shopping tour.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Everything you've been told about identity theft prevention is a flat-out lie. No one can prevent identity theft. No one. Go to LibertyID.com and use the promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. Cancel at any time. LibertyID is the industry leader in identity theft restoration. LibertyID fixes a fallout for you. LibertyID does all the work, but you have to be prepared. Go to LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. LibertyID.com.